This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia, brokered by EXP Realty LLC.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia, and brokered by EXP Realty LLC. My guest is Gina Whitener, who owns Ottawa Nursery and Landscape Company, along with her husband, Wendell. Welcome, Gina.
Hi, Blake. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you today. Ottawa Nursery and Landscape Company, you guys have been around a long time. It started in 1989. You probably dreamed about it a bit before that and maybe had some other reasons for starting, but I know you've been around for a while there in Ottawa, 16 acres. Tell me how you began and kind of the story of Ottawa Nursery.
Well, my husband was a landscaper. We were in a two-bedroom house, and we were about to have a child, and his office was in our house. And he said, I really need to get a place. And so he started looking in Ottawa, and we found a piece of property that was not for sale. And Wendell negotiated, and we got it, and we started Ottawa Nursery 35 years ago.
35 years ago started, but it has grown. And I know you've added a lot of not just products, but you've even added a farmer's market.
Yes, we have. Our farmer's market is in the 12th year, and it's a farms and food. We carry a lot of stuff. We have a lot of farmers. It's local within 100 miles radius, I believe. Everybody loves it.
What days do you have the market?
The market is on Thursdays, and it's from 3 to close, and it's year-round. They sell produce, and they sell soaps and honey and cupcakes and breads and all kind of stuff.
All the things that you might want at a market, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you say it's artisans and farmers from within about 100 miles?
Yes, and it's the third largest farmers market in Hamilton County.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it has grown quite a bit over the years.
Mm-hmm. We were in the best of the best for the farmers market and produce this year, and also best of the best for the garden center.
The Ottawa Nursery and Landscape Company has been really a staple in the community for many years. And I have noticed when I'm shopping that you have a very large selection of plants, supplies, mm-hmm. tools, all kinds of things. Can you just share some of the things that may make Ottawa Nursery stand out and be different than other places?
Yes, I can. One thing is we have very, very large trees. So if you need a big tree, we have up to 3-inch caliber trees. They can be 16 foot tall. And you say, well, I would love to have a big tree, but I don't have any way to get it in my yard. Well, we offer nursery plantings as well. So you just pick out your trees and your shrubs. And the idea of nursery plantings is just you already know where your plant's going to be. It's not a residential landscaping project. You know where you want your stuff. And so we do get our landscaping company to come out there and we plant whatever you have purchased that you know where you're putting it. We have never had any complaints. Our landscape crew is very professional. And one thing that we stress with our landscape crew is clean up. We clean up after ourselves, and people just absolutely love that. We also carry a large amount of annual flowers. We sell a lot of flowers, lots of varieties. Our tomatoes, for the last few years, we've had 75 different varieties of tomatoes.
Wow.
Can't find that anywhere else, I don't
75
think.
Varieties.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy. But some people are really interested in different varieties. And Kat is our general manager, and she loves tomatoes, and she can tell you every variety and all kind of information about it. We also carry 60 different varieties of herbs, which is also crazy. We have 25 different varieties of blueberries, and our fruit tree variety, or fruits, is the largest variety in Chattanooga and possibly the state of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We carry apples and peaches and pears and cherries, at least 8 different varieties of those. We also have unusual fruits, 10 different varieties of figs, pomegranates, kiwi, that's hardy for here, and pawpaws, lots of different fruit. We also have a huge selection of native plants, butterfly bushes and crepe myrtles, and we've got handouts on native things as well. Another thing that we do that no one else does that I'm aware of is we get in bare root roses in January, and we pot them up and we sell them. We have fragrant English roses, climbing roses, hybrid tea roses, floribundas, shrubs, all kinds of roses. And on March the 15th, which happens to be a Friday this year, we have the roses available for sale. And last couple of years, we've had people at our door at 8 a.m. on Friday morning waiting.
Wow.
Because they cannot buy them before. We want to get a good root system on them. But we have them where people can see them and stuff. So they're very anxiously waiting. Some people take off work and come over to buy their roses on March 15th. So we have that. We also have large fountains. I don't believe there's anyone else that sells big fountains. And we will also install them as in a nursery planting as well. We carry sod.
Yeah, I've been there to pick up sod. It's amazing the varieties of sod.
We have three varieties, fescue, Bermuda, and zoysia. And we sell it by the piece, or we sell it by the pallet. On the pallet, you have to order it, and then you have to pick it up when it comes in because you can't sit on the pallet forever. And we have bulk items. We have hardwood mulch, which is most popular. But we also do playground mulch. We sell that to the schools sometimes. We have a garden soil mix you use for your garden, a landscape mix that we create that we suggest that you use for whenever you're planting. And that's what we use when we plant, either the nursery plantings or our commercial jobs. We carry all kind of river rock, lots of different sizes, pea gravel, crusher run, sifted topsoil. We get our topsoil and we sift it through a machine, and we sell it sifted and we sell it unsifted as well. So we have a lot of different things that you don't see in a typical nursery retail garden center. We do a senior discount every Wednesday. Seniors get 10% off. And then we have a rewards program, which gives 5% off, and you can combine those. So on Wednesday, if you're in the rewards program and you're a senior, you get 15% off.
There you go. Nice benefit. So listening to you describe all of these items, or just listing them off, it's amazing how many different things and hard to find things that you have available in your retail store. Do you find that people just come and explore, wander around? Do you encourage that?
Yes, we do encourage that.
It's like going to a botanical garden, it sounds
right.
Like.
Yeah. We also have bonsai, which is difficult to find, and rocks and boulders, big boulders, which are becoming more popular as a landscaping item, is a big gigantic rock. And our chairs, our Adirondack chairs, they're made from recycled plastic.
Oh.
So they last forever.
Yeah, I like the idea of just coming over, wandering around, picking some things up, being inspired. It sounds like I could come over with my family and wander around and say, well, that is something I've never thought about. Or that's just what I've seen in some elaborate display somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been looking for. I just didn't know I was looking for it. I've just, right. Here it is.
You know? Yeah.
That's great. And it sounds like, at least for the larger items or the difficult items for a homeowner to manage, that you'll help them with that as far as mm-hmm. installation.
Yep. Yep. We install it and we also deliver it. You don't have to have something installed. We have delivery. We deliver actually every single day during the week. We have a driver. He just delivers all day, every
day. So if I want a 16-foot tree that I've selected at your store, you can deliver it to me and I can dig the hole and work on it. And
You can do that. Generally how that goes is we get a phone call from the customer that says, you know, I really can't dig this hole.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
And I thought I wanted to, but I really don't. We do not dig the holes by hand. We have equipment.
Sure.
We have so much equipment. We have augers and bobcats and JCBs. And, well, we have bulldozers and we have a lot of equipment. So we work smart. Not labor intensive. So if we deliver a 16-foot tree and you want us to plant it, it will come with a trailer, with a bobcat and an auger, and we will auger the hole. But before that, I have a person, Sheila is her name, and she's our customer specialist, and she will do one calls. So we want to make sure we're not hitting any lines.
Oh, right. Before you dig, mm-hmm. call. Okay.
Yeah. So we do one calls. You have to wait a couple of days before. So she lines everything up and she asks a million questions that need to be asked.
Sure.
Before you dig and stuff. So we've got that process is perfected by now.
Well, that's really great. And just hearing about even the accents like the fountains and the rocks and mm-hmm. things like that, you have a variety of items that could be just used in the patio or mm-hmm. Just in the outdoor area of a home. Mm-hmm. Any outdoor space, it would be wise to come to Ottawa Nursery and take a look around.
Yes. And we have the greatest staff. A lot of my staff, we've been here 35 years. A lot of my staff is on their 15, 20-year mark. I have Sheila that I talked about. She's been with us, I think, 25 years.
Wow. They know their stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know what they're talking about. And a lot of the staff have horticultural degrees. They love helping people. And we'd love to have you come down.
Yeah. So the experience, the customer experience, if you come in, you're just wandering around. You might pick out a few things. There is someone there that I can ask about. How would I go about planting this or get some details about how to take care of the item, mm-hmm. The plant?
Ideally, we would be approaching you at some point to ask you if you need any help. If you don't see anyone right away, you know, please go up to the cashier. We have radios and they'll radio to have someone come and help you. We love to help and want to help you find what you need. A lot of times if you're redesigning your yard or even starting fresh, we ask you to bring in pictures and we'll sit down with you and look at the pictures and tell you some of the plants that will look good in that area and stuff. So we do that too.
That's a great idea. And I know there's some plants that you don't want to plant mm-hmm. close to your house, your foundation, mm-hmm. or that are going to cause problems if you have them too close to the house, mm-hmm. or and some need obviously sunshine, some need to be on a slope, there's all kinds of different mm-hmm. Things, and so it's so helpful to have experts. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like your staff has so many years of experience, and I'm sure they've heard every story from every customer about what happened with this or that, and mm-hmm. and they've seen a lot of situations, so. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a good benefit for us as customers to be able to come in and just ask, hey, how does this work?
Yeah. And great, we also have handouts, too, on a lot of the topics and stuff. We have handouts like the fruit trees. Some fruit trees need pollinators and some don't, and all that kind of information. We have a little information kiosk with lots of stuff on it.
That's great. Yes, I do have pear trees in my house and apple trees, and I do recognize or realize they need pollinators. I guess the blueberries do as well, don't
some
they?
Blueberries yes. do too, yes.
Okay, and you said you had 15 varieties or more of blueberries. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of varieties.
25 varieties of blueberries. We have tons of blueberries out there.
Tons of blueberries. What a great treat they are.
Oh, and another thing I forgot to mention, we also pot up our own perennials in January and February. That's what we've been doing recently. We get, can't even remember how many, I think it's 3,000 to 5,000 perennials, and we pot them up and grow them. And what that gives us is an opportunity to have a lot of different varieties. We have a whole lot of perennials.
And what I'm hearing too, when you said you are potting them up and growing them, that tells me they're being grown locally. I mean, mm-hmm. you've received them maybe from somewhere else, but but now they're sitting there in Ottawa growing. Mm-hmm. And so that makes them that much better acclimated to what they're going to be in when we take them home, right?
That's right.
So we're just a few weeks away from the first day of spring. Mm-hmm. And it's already starting to kind of feel like spring on some days. Mm-hmm. What should we be doing now to prepare for our spring planting?
Well, you probably should have already done step one for fescue lawns. That is a crabgrass and weed preventer that will help keep the weeds from coming up this summer, specifically crabgrass. But it's not too late. You can go ahead and get started on that because weeds will be germinating. So I would suggest that. Also, you have to be kind of careful with your summer annuals. I know a lot of people get excited when we get in the 70 degree weather, but our frost date, the recommended date is April 15th. People get excited and we do carry the annuals, but there is a possibility if you put them out that they will get hit by the frost if it comes along. So some people are fine with taking that chance, but that's what might happen. So you have to be careful. Some of them you can cover. I found that impatience are very impatient with the frost, and you cannot save them even if you cover them. They really don't like it. But some of the other annuals like petunias and stuff they're a little easier. They'll handle it a little bit better. And tomatoes are not very good with the frost either. So just be careful. Just know if you get excited and want to plant everything on March the 1st that you're taking a chance. Some people are good with that and they just come back and buy more if it happens. And if it doesn't happen, they got an earlier start.
Agreed. I've certainly seen many gardens that have been planted early. Mm-hmm. Frost comes as expected, actually. And then they do have dead plants. So, yes, that's very good advice. Wait a little bit longer than maybe it feels like, right?
Mm-hmm. If you can.
If you can. If you can wait.
Or if you want to.
Or if you want to. It's okay. You're going to supply more if necessary,
that's
right?
Right. That's right.
But you're given fair warning and to give good advice. So March 15th is the Day of the Roses, so to speak.
The Day of the Roses.
I never knew that there was a day that, boom, you're going to have all your roses available.
Well, we just started that a few years back.
Okay.
We had so much interest in the roses, and we're like, no, they're not ready. And we used to just wait, and some of them would be rooted, and we'd sell them, and no, these aren't ready and stuff. So to make it easier on everyone, we came up with a day. They're all rooted by March 15th. A few of them may be rooted a little sooner than that, but we're not selling them.
Yeah, that's great.
We're selling them on March 15th.
March 15th. We're putting it on the calendar, and we'll need to be at Ottawa Nursery and Landscape. Gina, is there anything that I've left out or that you feel like we need to cover?
We do also have a commercial landscape division of Ottawa Nursery. And this past year, 2023, we won the Landscape Contractor of the Year for the state of Tennessee, which was pretty cool.
Wow, yes.
And we do a lot of landscape jobs. The most noticeable one now, I suppose, is Little Debbie Park that opened last year.
I also want to bring up the fact that Ottawa Nursery and Landscape Company was awarded the 2023 Torch Award for Ethics by the Better Business Bureau. Now, Gina, you and I have known each other a long time. We went to high school together.
Yep.
And Wendell, obviously, I've known him a long time, too.
Yep.
But so I have known that you guys are going to run a good ship over there
for all of my life.
But this is really great that you were awarded this from the Better Business Bureau for ethics. Mm-hmm. I think people like to know that they're dealing with someone that they know that's going to treat them properly and be ethical in their business practices, and you're going to be someone that they can rely on.
Thank you. So. Yes, it was a big deal. We did have to do an application and answer a lot of questions and showcase a lot of different stuff on it, and very happy to be awarded that.
It's quite an honor. So congratulations on that, along with all of the other awards and best of the best and the top garden center in the Southeast by today's Garden Center magazine. Just you guys have a lot of accolades. So that's that's great.
Yeah.
You have really beautified.
We have worked hard.
You have beautified our city over the years. And so for that, I thank you.
Thank you. We've worked real hard at it. We want to do outstanding job, nothing but excellence, and so it's nice to be awarded.
Well, Gina, thank you so much for coming and being on the podcast today.
Thank you for inviting me, Blake.
It's good to have you here. How would someone contact Ottawa Nursery? What's the website? I know they can drive up to the store, but where would they go?
The store is at 5829 Main Street in Ottawa, Tennessee. Our phone number is 423-238-9775,
www.ottawanursery.com. Excellent. Well, thank you. I'm Blake Watson, and I am an agent with eXp Realty LLC. My mobile phone is 423-315-1815, and my brokerage office phone is 888-519-5113, extension 1241. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. My website is realestatebyblake.com. Please subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode, and I look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.